you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, November 3rd, 2017. It has been a long week, I think, for some of you. I continue to get feedback. Mark, you left that teaser on Monday, and you've left us waiting all week long to hear the rest of the story. And so I have two good friends here in the studio to maybe paint some of the picture. Marianne Offenstein, who's a great part of this new endeavor that God's launching, and my Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo, who actually has been in some of the meetings early on, has been talking through this idea with me and with others, and I'm just excited to share some of the things God's doing. But if you weren't tuned in Monday, let me do a quick little recap, very quick little recap, because I want to get everyone up to speed and then have enough time to talk about it, and then maybe we'll see if we'll get to see what Moses is up to in our book of Exodus, which is typically what we do on Fridays. But as I mentioned a couple of years ago, we were praying through a board meeting how to maybe extend this radio ministry, introduce it to other venues. And at the time, Marianne Offenstein had just come on board with the radio ministry, and one of our board members said maybe if she could write some articles and such, that would be great. So she started doing that in the Prime Life Times.
I like how you said she came on board.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like a ship.
It's like, isn't it? It's like the good ship, Great News Radio. Captain Mark speaking.
Well, when I was talking about the board, I thought it was like this double entendre. Yeah, she's on the
board. I'm glad you heard it, too, because when he said that, I was just like, what's that all about?
That's funny.
So she had gifts, as many of you that have tuned in for any period of time, as she reads from her book, Memories of an African Son. And so we'll have to do another reading in the next couple weeks. But anyway, so she started writing for the Prime Life Times, and then I mentioned that as we were getting near our 20th birthday celebration, that where are we going to host this thing? And because of Dr. G Brainworks and their wellness and fitness fair, they were hosting it at Lincoln Square, and there I was, a part of that event. And I was looking around thinking, this would be a great place to hold our 20th birthday party. Then Jason Gingell walks by. He's the son of Bill. And I said, who would I talk to about hosting an event here? And he said, my dad. And I said, oh, Bill, I played racquetball with him. And so I told some of that story, and Monday's program is archived, so I won't go into all of the details. But that led us to actually entertaining the idea, maybe Lincoln Square would be a great place for our new studio, our new center, a place where we could be accessible to the public. In fact, we have a little brochure of the 20 top reasons why we envision the Great News Radio Center. And so as Bill Gingold, who helped host us for the 20th birthday party here, it was because he had a shop here called Dr. G Brainworks. I got to know him pretty well. And as I mentioned, we were working on a lease agreement. It was open-ended, so it would basically, if somebody else wanted to lease that space, we'd get bumped out. But it was such an affordable rate, we were entertaining the idea we'd move forward. Well, a day out of signing a lease agreement, I learned that it would be potentially rented and it wouldn't be a good idea for me to be there. So as I left that office here at Lincoln Square thinking, okay, Lord, where do you want us? What's the next step? There's Bill Gingold again in the food court. He waves me over, as I firmly believe God used him to calm my nerves and to say, hey, what about Unit 112 right there? And don't worry about the bathroom issue. There's bathrooms here, and it's kind of a unique story, but he was used of God to get me right in here and get us where we've been now this past year. So I've seen God use him in a number of unique ways. And Bill's, as a child, was a Holocaust survivor, and he's lost a lot of family members in the Holocaust. So I've gotten to know him and his wife Phyllis a little bit over the years. And they've been very open to our evangelical God listens, you can too sign, and how we stand for Christ, and have not felt threatened. In fact, I think has been encouraged in our ongoing building relationship. Mm-hmm. All to say that about now 2 months ago, he approached me and he said, Mark, is Great News Radio a 501c3? And I said, sure is. And that was the end of the conversation. And then about a week later, he said, could I formally meet with you and talk with you about some things? And I said, sure, Bill. And so all to say that God once again has used Bill and Phyllis and their unique heart for us and for people. But Bill, about 27 years ago in 1990, started a newspaper called the Prime Life Times, which was for those 50 and older to bring them informative, engaging, and positive stories. And this paper would be a unique work to kind of serve an underserved element of our community, this 50 and older bunch, with good stories and content and games and other things. And so it's been successful this many years. And I share that because a couple months ago, Bill basically sits down with me and he says, "Mark, my wife and I have talked about it. We're seniors. We're getting near our 80s. And we just want to gift the radio ministry with this newspaper." And I was like, "What?" And he said, "It's been profitable. We would hand over all the assets, all the stands, everything. In fact, there's X amount of money in the account that would all become yours. You could use this paper to raise funds for the radio ministry or serve your listeners and constituents, along with the 26,000 people we estimate that read this on a monthly basis." So I was like, wow, this is a good thing. It's not a question of whether it's a good or a bad thing. It's a good thing, but is it a God thing? Mm-hmm. And that's when Jason and Marianne and I got some of the board involved early on to pray this up. My huge concern was, did I have the time or the energy to take on another thing that literally reaches 100 different locations and thousands of people and is in Walmarts to health stores to a variety of shops and services and places where you would need a whole team. So one of the first things I started praying is, "Lord, if you're calling us to do this, I would need..." And this is one of those fleeces. And I'm not a fleece guy where I kind of challenge God or ask God
wool,
for confirmation.
You're more into wool than fleece.
Polyester. Yeah,
polyester. So you know, the Bible, they throw out the fleece. You throw out the polyester.
Polyester fabric.
You're in good company. Yeah. People threw the polyester out a long time ago.
That's right.
That's funny.
So as I was praying, "Lord, I would envision confirmation if these things fell into place and you raised up a team." And I very clearly had in my mind three or four people that would be huge confirmations and wouldn't necessarily mean that God totally was giving me the green light, but it would at least be a foundation stone, if you will, that we're on the right track. And so I approached one individual that I thought could help out with sales and had a passion for this ministry and I've known for many years and have always wanted to be a part of the team. That was Bob Dickey. Some of you have heard me say that when I've interviewed him before. "Bob, for 15, 18 years I've been asking you, when you retire, would you be a part of the Great News Radio team?" He's phenomenal with sales and caught the vision right away of how this newspaper could be used for God's glory to further the work of Great News Radio to educate, edify, and evangelize. And so he said, "I'm on board." Well, the next person, I think, maybe at the same time was Marianne, because she's very capable and gifted and has some real strengths and has obviously written a book or two. But I needed an editor-in-chief, somebody that could fine-tune and oversee this publication and have a heart for it, but not just have a heart for it, have the gifts. But more than that, for me, the tell was, and the tell is like an indication that this is a good fit, is she had her own ideas and passions, and she said, "Mark, I've been reading this paper for years, and this is a good contributor, and this person's story, and what they do, and if I was overseeing this, I would do this, and take on this, and increase this, and good content is really important," and it exceeded what I wanted. It was like, okay, Lord, there's another big piece, because I'm not going to be the editor. And then God just started introducing us to other people, or content contributors, or people that could write articles, or other people that could help edit. Karen Harrison, our office manager extraordinaire, is phenomenal when it comes to editing and proofreading. And Rob Seidenberg, he said, "Hey, I'm available. I'll help." In fact, Rob, for many years, trained editors in how to edit periodicals and papers and other resources. And the list just goes on and on. We retain a phenomenal layout graphic person in Kelly Ruse, who she's going to stay on. There was a distribution team of four different people that were assisting with the paper. They're all staying on and are seemingly very efficient and good, and I'm working with them, getting to know them. The printer of the paper, who I've talked with and had a number of email exchanges, they're all set and are up to speed in our vision and how we want to increase circulation as God would so lead and provide, and some other content contributors that are in our first public. Okay, so all to say, everyone, we've been praying this up. We've been thinking it through. We've met it as a board. We've entertain the idea, okay, Lord, if we do move forward, how would you use it to your glory? How could this paper be distributed to 100-plus locations with your hand upon it, if you will? And the board wanted to pray up every single newspaper that touches someone's hand would have that kind of residual effect, that God goes with it and the stories or the content would be encouraging and would draw people into not only the paper and the stories, but they would be alerted of the radio station and the great news media group that is providing it and how it would continue to be used. Now, this won't become a Christian paper, if you will. It'll continue to be the great paper that it is, but we'll be overseeing the content and making a lot of relationships with people and advertisers and others that'll help us with the stories and the articles. And it'll allow us, like the Walmart on North Prospect, I think they go through 700 papers a month. And so we're in a lot of IGAs and other stores and communities, and I still see building relationships with all of them. I should mention Herb Ketchum. He's going to be in charge of overseeing the distribution team, so that'll be one less thing that I'll have to concern myself with. So we have team members and oversight people, and Jake Barrett is helping with the website, which should be up and running very soon, so that'll be primelifetimes.com. Let's see, am I forgetting anyone, Marianne? We've been meeting with, so while Jason here
Jason's
has
been invaluable with his
working
advice.
With some graphics and business cards for the team and some other graphics for posters and banners. And well, let's turn to page number 3. Who else? Am I forgetting anyone? There's the publisher, editor-in-chief, graphic design. Oh, our VP of operations, yeah, Bob Dickey, director of sales and marketing, Jason Gingold. You can't keep up with this guy. He's a shaker and mover, working really hard. Account representative Holly Burns is assisting. Distribution manager Herb Ketchum. Accounting Fran Green, yes, so she's continuing to help providing oversight. Our office manager Karen Harrison. And this is an ever-growing group because I think, yeah, Rob Seidenberg will help with editing and proofreading, along with Huey Freeman, who sits on the board, who's worked with the Decatur Herald and Review for the past so many years. He's going to be on board with some proofreading and maybe eventually submitting some stories. But Marianne is our editor-in-chief, and somebody asked the other day, this is a fantastic paper. And so that's what was delivered to us. I think we had 17,300 copies on Monday delivered on 2 big pallets. So they're being disseminated and delivered to various locations. We have them here at the Great News Radio Center, Lincoln Square. I have them at 3 of the 4 entranceways. And we hope to continue expanding. But you've been working with content contributors like Kathleen Jennings and I know Rob Seidenberg and others that you're talking with about submitting stories for our December publication. But this is a free paper available in 100-plus locations. You can subscribe online at primelifetimes.com, where we will be mailing these out to people at a nominal fee to cover our costs, the postage and handling. And so that should be up and running pretty soon. But it's a free paper that we just can't wait to see how God will use. And when we have our big launching of It's a Wonderful Life, like we'll have a whole big page in there. And I'm just hoping thousands of people throughout the area that are unfamiliar with the radio station will be intrigued by It's a Wonderful Life, a radio version. Well, we'll have the whole front page spread so they'll see that and hopefully tune in. And we just see God using this paper in a number of ways, especially because thousands of people are unfamiliar with the radio station. So when they pick it up and they read about the station or see an ad or something that we're doing, they're going to tune in. Or as we have an event and we have these papers available, you know, you'll pick them up and see some of these advertisers and maybe utilize their services. And it's targeted to the 50-plus. So some of you are saying, a newspaper, newspapers are dying. They're not very effective anymore. Aha, not ours. Ours is a special niche, and there's a lot of people that enjoy it and read it. And as we go around and service these various locations, the 100-plus locations, they're empty because people continue to pick them up and share them and read them. And if you're old school like me and many of us, it's nice to still hold the newspaper right in front of you and see it and look at it. Oh, yeah, Marianne, I'm looking at this crossword puzzle you just added. So tell us a little about your passion. And I've told some people that as soon as I started sharing this, you got excited and more excited. Now you're, I don't know, a couple hundred hours into it, investing time and energy and effort that you want to be a part of things.
Well, one of my very favorite scriptures is the one, I think it's in James. Jason, tell me if it's in James.
is, it's in James.
Okay, thanks. Is
I'm used to obeying when the women in my life tell me what to do.
Is that right? Really? Okay, I need to call Tasha right after this.
No, not at all. Not at all.
The scripture is the one that says, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of the heavenly lights, comes down to us. And I feel like everything good in this world, we need to attribute to God because he is good and he makes good. And it says every good thing we have comes from him. And I think that a paper filled with wholesome, good, positive, uplifting thoughts and stories is a powerful thing to be for us to be putting out to the world. I really do. And, you know, there is a fair amount of the articles that actually mention a scripture or this or that, but on the whole, they're just really positive and good and uplifting.
And you've been writing for this paper for 2 years.
I have.
You've been submitting articles, content, and many of them have been faith journeys and stories,
yeah,
Christian
many
believers,
of them. Yeah.
If not almost all of them. And they're God-honoring because they talk about unique stories and situations, and yet many have ended with a scripture verse or how God was instrumental or fundamental in their lives, guiding and directing them. I know this month you did a special story on a unique lady right here in Lincoln Square.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
She's been a sweetie. And she's not going out of business. You might see the ad saying going out of business sale. In fact, we're talking about having her in the studio at some point. She's in her 80s and she hand sews and has put so many of the items in her shop together. At the time we published this paper, she submitted an ad. She was going out of business, but she's going to stay here at Lincoln Square.
She's so happy about that.
Yeah.
We've got a great article in here by Kathleen Jennings, John Jennings' wife, who's president of our board, about God Bless America, the song. And she got some original sheet music. And I love that article. We've got the new Wordsmiths Workshop that we're going to have every month. It's a column by Rob Seidenberg. We've got Betty Schmidt's very famous recipe column that many people
love that.
I love it. I do love it. And I'm going to make one at Christmas. We got a new crossword puzzle section, trivia section. Daryl Kennedy writes for this paper. He submits articles on behalf of Edward Jones.
He's the best dressed Tootsie Pop volunteer you've ever seen.
Funny.
Always has a sport coat and, you know, like the old school, you know, almost like a vest, and looks really good. And he comes in with like three empty Tootsie Pop boxes. He's volunteered for a number of years. But a lot of different stories. And then a lot of great advertisers that fund the paper. So we see God providing for this paper through the advertisers. Mm-hmm. So ministry funds won't be used for this paper. It'll kind of be its own entity.
Yeah.
And there's lots of great ads in here. It's kind of fun to see all the different people, whether it's Brookstone Estates of Tuscola or the school bus drivers needed or different therapy services or, you know, honoring the veterans. It's a whole host of different people that are helping fund this. And we're just excited to see what's going to happen and working on expanding. I think this is 16 pages. Our goal for December's edition will be 20 pages.
Yep, and that's our goal.
Bob Dickey has this. If we added 4 pages every quarter in a couple of years, we could be up to 48 pages. So this is a growing paper. I don't know. That's an aggressive. But I love that he's thinking big and grand. And we're going to, I think, in the December issue, Marianne, you're talking about content contributors and how to submit a story or a series of stories or articles or something.
So this is an official call for writers.
Yes.
Coming to you right now.
And we'll have on our website, primelifetimes.com, and I'll probably put a link on our Great News Radio site once where it's all totally up and running.
Yeah.
And there'll be another link that'll say content contributors or, you know, how to get involved, and we'll give a little more history. But we're just praying up how God will use this paper. It's been profitable for these many years, and so we just trust that as we continue to find advertisers that it'll pay its bills, and it'll be a resource or a mechanism that will allow us to get into a lot of new places. I had a conversation the other day with a district manager of the Casey's General Stores, the gas stations throughout the area. I think he oversees 10 different Casey's stores, and he's talking about maybe we can get in his 10. And just a lot of other grocery stores, you know, Jason, we have a knack of kind of speaking their language.
Their lingo.
Their lingo. So we'll hope to expand that and have these available. But they're free of charge, and they're free of charge because of these many advertisers and the great content. We appreciate all the different authors or contributors that aren't charging us to have their stories in here. And so it's coming together, and you might say, a radio station and a newspaper, I guess I could see where they'd go hand in glove, if you will, because one can highlight the other, and the other can highlight the one, and as we have events, we'll have these available, and we can write stories about the station or about you. And yeah, I love Kathleen's articles are going to be about World War II.
Yeah, they're almost like all about World War II.
Veterans or people that lived through that era. So
she wants to get some stories about Korean War veterans and Vietnam and so forth, but for right now, they're about that. So if you're walking along in the store, you know, any of the stores in town, and you see the words real pretty, Honor and Comfort of Veteran, you'll know you're looking at the Prime Life Times.
Prime Life Times, that's the name of it, and it's informative, it's engaging, and it's positive, and that's very close to our Educate, Edify, and Evangelize, the theme of Great News Radio. So we praise God for this opportunity to get good content, good stories into people's homes or into your business, wherever you'll read this and pass it on to a friend. And in the coming days, we'll talk a little more about it. We want to have spotters because we reach all the way beyond Danville and north, beyond, I think, Rossville, and I think seven different counties throughout our area. And as we expand.
And Indiana, Covington.
Yeah, into Indiana. Eventually, that's the goal, to keep spreading and west towards Decatur and beyond up into Bloomington Normal and then south towards the Charleston-Mattoon area. So it's a lot of what our signal coverage will get our signal into. But we're going to be looking at spotters to help us. Hey, the stand is empty at the IGA in Mahomet or wherever we'll be located in future sites. So it's going to be a team effort. And
you've been a big part of it, Jason. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you bet.
So give us a spiritual closing thought in our last couple seconds. Well, you're one that likes to write, likes to have content that's good.
It's like for a living.
It's kind of what you do.
Yeah. But you Sunday's saw, always coming.
Yeah. But you saw early on how this could be an asset for the station.
Well, I'll say it this way. I didn't see how it would be a hindrance to what the station did. And I think that some of the things that you threw your polyester out there to try and help figure out were some of the things that I had check marks for in the beginning, just saying, look at how do you, because we only have so much currency, so much economy and how we can do things. So how can you build a team to come around this and do this? Because there's good things.
Yeah.
But good things aren't always the things we should do necessarily unless there's, you know, things that are put in place alongside that. And I think that the Lord provided and opened all the doors to say, okay, this is the thing that should do. And obviously it becomes another vehicle to be able to share the gospel, to be able to bring people, connect people to the station. But I think even more than that, the world is becoming a place where things are more difficult, more dark, more frustrating. And so as Christians, one of the things is along with the gospel message is how do we become a means of encouragement to people in the culture?
And we
do that by producing and presenting quality, encouraging, edifying things. You know, we put things out there that make people aspire towards better than towards worse. You know, and people need that more than ever. So God will use this newspaper because God uses all things for his glory.
And we've dedicated it to him. We're praying it up. As I mentioned, the board is praying daily that those that will touch this paper will somehow connect with God. I don't know how to exactly measure that other than that we're going to do a quality work. And you can pick up your edition in about 100 different area locations along with right here at the Great News Radio Center. You'll see a little display that we have set up. And there's three places in this mall. I'm still working on Marketplace Mall. Oh, Lord, get us into Marketplace Mall with the stand.
To God be the glory.
Right here at Lincoln Square Mall. It's called the Prime Life Times. It's a free monthly publication. It always comes out the first of each month. And on Monday, we delivered our first, I guess, about 12,000.
That was fun watching you guys. I took pictures.
Yeah, we'll get those pictures posted eventually and have a photo page on the primelifetimes.com. But a new ministry outreach through Great News Radio, and we just ask God to bless it and to use these stories to bring conviction and hope and a transformational message that he'll use to draw you closer to himself. So that's the announcement. Please be praying us up in the days ahead as we use the Prime Life Times to God's glory, and we thank thank Bill and Phyllis Gingold and just that whole team that's helping us in a variety of ways during this transition so we can get this out in a timely manner and continue to produce quality products. So the Prime Life Times, look for it at a location near you.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Offenstein, and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Amen.